You're very welcome to a Lorna Parka hurling final special here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Yes, county final weekend is upon us, so it's going to be hurling all the way over the next hour. Former Waterford boss Michael Ryan is here in studio to look ahead to the big one, Ballygunner versus De La Salle in Welsh Park on Sunday. The Gunners one win away from that record-breaking 10 in a row. And it's not just the senior final we'll be discussing this evening, but Dara McDonagh and Tony Ryan will preview the intermediate and junior deciders and also give their three stars of the senior hurling championship.
Back to Philip Mahoney. Philip, first time getting the ball inside to Dizzy inside. Dizzy goes high. Dizzy has the ball. What's he going to do? Takes his shot. Yes! Dizzy! What a goal by Dizzy. He was up against Mullen. The small man against the big. He won the ball. He backed himself. And all of Ballygunner are backing him now. Back to it, Dizzy. What a beauty when it was needed.
Oh, what a goal. What a goal. Not the ball that Dizzy Hutchison would try on, but God, no better man. A high ball in from Philip.
I was just going to give out about the high ball from Philip, but Dizzy delivered, won that ball and gave Dean Mason no chance. We're back to a 1-point game.
So history could be made on Sunday in Welsh Park as Ballygunner go for 10 in a row against De La Salle. It's going to be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Kieran O'Connor and Brian Flannery will be in the commentary box and our coverage will get underway from 2 o'clock. Well, no better man to preview this final than former Waterford manager and current Fourmile Water boss Michael Ryan, and I'm delighted to say that he joins me now in our Dungarvan studios. I suppose, first of all, Michael, how do you reflect on last week's semi-final loss to Ballygunner, first of all?
Yeah, I suppose we were a little bit disappointed, you know, because there were things we felt we should have done better and could have done better, and you know, we missed a few chances as well. But at the end of the day, we're up against the Craig side. They're a really good team all over the pitch, and when you make a mistake, they punish you. They know how to speed things up, and they also know how to, when to slow things down. But you know, they're there, and you talk about Mark and Desi, then Peter Hogan props up, then you know, Kevin Manny, Patrick Fitzgerald, Paddy Manny. They have aces in the pack all over the pitch. We played reasonably well for a part of the game, but at the end of the day, you know, we were a little bit disappointed. We felt there's certain things we could have and maybe should have done better.
It's the fourth year in a row you've lost to the Gunners in a knockout game, Michael. Why are they so hard to beat?
I suppose when you look back at it, they're probably one of the best three or four teams in the country. And that's the standard, and they're the standard bearers. And they work really hard all over the pitch. They have good players. They have a good system. They never deviate from that system. And when you make a mistake, they punish you. And you know, I think they're a humble bunch of lads as well, and they seem to be, you know, they're all in sync with one another, and they have a good management setup as well, good coaching structure, good manager, and above all, they have a good bench they can afford to bring on. I mean, Jake Foley came on there; he looked an ace in the pack when he came on again. So they're a very formidable side, and they're worthy champions of Waterford at the moment. But there's a county final still to be played on Sunday.
Yeah, and De La Salle are going to be their opponents, and they got over Rowan Moore by a single point in the semi-final last Sunday. Michael, what caught your eye about Salle on that occasion?
Well, I just felt, you know, watching the game, before the game I would have felt Rowan Moore had a good chance of winning the game, but after 15 minutes you could see that De La Salle were getting their scores easier. You know, they have some good players, they have a good system of play, and they had a couple of key men, I mean, who turned up. First of all, they have a really good free taker. And that's important. You have to nail those. Ruben is a really good free taker, and Jack Fagan scored 3 points in play, and you know, and I thought Jake Dillon played very well at centre back. He's not renowned for his pace, but he uses the ball very, very well. He reads the game well. He's a good striker, and then your young fellas, you know, the two cornerbacks are two young lads. Daniel is and Connor are only two probably. I think they're just out of minor, and Jack Toomey as well. So you know, they have a nice mixture of youth and experience. I thought they just about deserved to win it. But I think, you know, Rowan Moore will probably be disappointed. And maybe a little warning sign for De La Salle is they'll keep him at 3 really good saves, which meant that Rowan Moore got through the defence on a couple of occasions, and only for Sean O'Brien. Maybe that ball would have ended up in the back of the net. So that's something they might look at improving on for Sunday.
Yeah, and speaking of Sean O'Brien, Michael, was he the difference between the two teams on the day?
I think he's a really good goalkeeper. I'm very impressed when he plays with the county as well. His puck outs are good. He reads the game well. He organises his backs. And he's a really, really good shot stopper. And, you know, all the ingredients for a top-class keeper are there. And, you know, it is interesting, on Sunday you'll have two really, really top-class keepers, one at either end of the pitch. And it maybe it'll come down to something they'll do or won't do to decide the match.
Yeah, he's sure to be very busy on Sunday, Michael, looking at that Ballygunner attack. And like in terms of the matchups, who do you think De La Salle will get to mark, like Ballygunner's aces, Desi Hutchinson and Patrick Fitzgerald?
Well, the problem is Ballygunner have six aces on the forwards. I mean, who do you mark? I mean, Kevin Manny's having the season of his life. You know, anyway, you pin down Desi and the next thing somebody else crops up. And Peter Hogan, I think, is having a really, really good season as well. For me, I've seen him play three or four games. He's been their standout player this year. He seems to be energised. He's back. He's on the ball. And the problem you face when you play Ballygunner is all six forwards are moving. There's perpetual motion in their forward line. So if you go man to man, they're pulling you into positions you mightn't be comfortable in. And they're also, you know, and they move back out the field and then play quick balls in. And I mean, Desi got a goal against us. He struck the ball himself from 75 metres out into the corner on the other side. Now, we'd be disappointed because we had four or five defenders in that area. He still got on the end of it and finished it. So I don't think it's possible to man mark those fouls. I think every player has got to do his own job. I think De La Salle will have to pick the guys at the start of the game and trust them to do what happens next. But if there's a good supply coming in from out the field, that can be very, very difficult.
You say Peter Hogan has been Ballygunner's standout performer, Michael. What's been so good about his displays to date?
Well, his energy levels were always high. But I feel now he seems to be more confident. He's getting three or four scores in every game. He's going back in his half-back line, bringing the ball up. He's crossing left and right. He's an option for any Ballygunner back has a ball. Or midfield, he seems to be an option all the time. That's down to his movement and his fitness levels, and he's just a top player. And you know, over the years, he's played a bit for the county. I'd like to see him use more for the county because I think he has all the attributes to be a top class county forward as well. But he's absolutely flying for Ballygunner at the moment.
A player who is a regular on the county team at the moment, Michael, is Jack Fagan, and he got three big first half points for De La Salle the last day against Roan Moore. How important is he going to be on Sunday?
Well, first of all, I'm wondering where they're going to play him. I mean, you kind of need to free him up a little bit, but he can win his own ball, he can get scores, he's lively, he's quick, he's not afraid to take on defenders. They might possibly put him on Shane O'Sullivan, and people, there's a myth out there that Shane O'Sullivan can be exposed. I haven't seen it happen yet. And you know, because he's a very shrewd operator, and he's a crafty devil, you know, and they seem to be able to cover off a little bit of the running for him as well. Philip doesn't ever play stray too far away from him, and the midfielder Conor Sheehan tracks back as well. So they may put him there, but even if they do put him there, there's no guarantee he'll win that battle with Shane O'Sullivan. But he's one of the three or four fellas on the De La Salle team. He's got to have a blinder. I mean, there's four or five fellas out there now. They've got to play really, really well. Ruben Helen has got to nail those frees as well. Jake has got to be very good at centre back. And, you know, their midfield has got to come up trumps because Ballygunner have two aces in the pack middle of the field. I think Conor Sheehan is also having probably the season of his life. So there's a lot of gaps to be plugged and there's a lot of holes to be filled. But having said that, there's a lot of good hullers in that De La Salle team as well. And I think they'll go into it nice and confident. And, you know, they're coming in under the radar. They're not expected to win. I'm sure the only people expecting to win is themselves. And, of course, they have Donal O'Rourke. He's on the pack as well. I met him last year at the Pike and he told me he knew how to beat Ballygunner. We're going to see it. That's going to be put to the test now on Sunday. But also, you know, from Ian Flynn's point of view, when I managed De La Salle in 2010, he was the captain of the team. And I think most teams are a reflection of their manager. And he's such an honest guy. He was always a straight talker, a deep thinker. And he always wore his heart on his sleeve. And he never gave up. He fought for every ball and he was playing. And that's exactly what De La Salle are doing now. They're contesting every single ball. They're playing for the 60-plus minutes. And they're certainly doing their manager justice, because that's the kind of guy he is and was.
Yeah, and speaking of Ian Flynn, Michael, I just have a clip of him after last week's semi-final win over Roan Moore. So you might just take a little listen to this.
Look, we have to have belief. If we don't have belief, we may as well not turn up. We're under no illusions. The task that's ahead of us, like, they're probably the best, definitely the top two, if not the best in the country. And they have longevity there in what they're doing, like, you know. And look, fair play to them. And as I keep saying, everyone else has to get up to their level, like, you know. And it's driving the standards in Waterford, because we know we can't just lie down from it, you know.
I think De La Salle were the last team to beat Ballygunner, Ian, back in 2015. Were you on the field that day?
I was on the field that day, yeah, a long time ago. And thank God I'm not on the field anymore, the size of some of the lads, you know. But look, we'll be there, and we'll be ready, and there'll be no excuses, and we'll give it everything we can.
What have you made of the job he's done, Michael? Because only a couple of years ago they were in a relegation battle.
Yeah, and I saw that came against Belly Sackett a couple of years ago in the Flower Field, and I was talking to Bull Phelan before the match, and he was almost in a tizzy, but worried about that. But Ian has come in, and he's a steady kind of guy. He's a decent, solid man. And I imagine when he speaks in the dressing room, people listen, because they know that every word comes out of his mouth is what he means. And he's a very trustworthy guy, and he's batting down the hatches. He's improved their levels. He's introduced a few young players. He's changed his background team up a little bit as well. So I think he's done a tremendous job. And if he were to pull this off on Sunday, I'm telling you, there'd probably be a statue somewhere around Grace with Sin's name on it.
I'm sure there would. I wanted to ask about two of the young forwards that are going to appear in Sunday's final, Michael, that you've worked with in Waterford underage sides in recent years. Jack Toomey on one side for De La Salle and Patrick Fitzgerald for Ballygunner. How good are these two?
Well, Jack, first of all, I thought he was really, really good. Last weekend he came in for some harsh treatment. He seemed to be fouled a lot. He took on his man, and he has an eye for goal, and he can score goals. He scored even with Waterford minors and under 20s. He scored some great goals, so he's a good lad. Probably lacking a bit of physical strength maybe for this battle, but if Ballygunner don't pay him due respect, they will certainly suffer, because he knows exactly what the post is. From Patrick Fitz's point of view, everybody knows about Patrick Fitz with years. A little bit quiet maybe last Sunday, and thanks be to God he was, but I know he got a knock against Dungarvan. I saw he got a shoulder injury against Dungarvan, so maybe he was minding himself for this game, but we all know the talent he has. He's lightning quick. He can score goals. He gets into space. He's very hard to pin down. Tremendous forward, and I think, you know, people like Patrick Fitz and maybe Jack as well are the future of Waterford hurling, and it's going to be an interesting battle on Sunday to see how both of those cope with the respective defences. But I have to say, two top players in the making who will have a lot of good days ahead of them in the years to come.
Yeah, bright futures for both of them. Michael, we heard from Ian Flynn there a few minutes ago. Let's now hear from a Ballygunner manager, Darragh O'Sullivan.
Listen, look, we take every game as it comes. We never talk about numbers, we never talk about victories, we never talk about how many championships or how many matches we're on. That's, you know, we refocus and we set our stall out for the next match, you know, and we're really, really good at that. So we'll do the exact same this week as we've done for every one of, you know, those victories in the past. We'll do the same. And if that's good enough, you know, fair play. If it's not good enough, team beat us, very, you know, fair play to them, and I'll be the first to shake their hands, you know.
Has 10 in a row been talked about in the Ballygunner camp?
Once, I'd say, earlier on in the year, we just put it to bed and moved on. You know, that's what we do. We don't go after numbers.
What do you make of what Darragh O'Sullivan has achieved with this Ballygunner group, Michael?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, he was the man that got him to the promised land, really. They'd been close on a number of occasions. They had different managers. They had changed the whole thing up. And as a former player as well, he came in, he got onto the backroom team, and then he was appointed manager. And then they won the All-Ireland 2 years ago. With him in charge, and that's the first Waterford team to do it. I mean, it speaks for itself. And he was in our dressing room last weekend after the game, as I was in the Ballygunner dressing room. And, you know, when he speaks, you know that he means exactly what he says. And he's a very shrewd guy, and he doesn't go into the praiseworthy thing. You know, he doesn't butter things up. He says it as he means it, and he's obviously hugely respected. And of course, he has David Franks with him as well, who's a top class coach and a really good setup. But he's done a great, great job. There's no question about that. And people will say it is easy to manage Ballygunner. It isn't easy to manage any of the top teams, because everything has got to be right. Players respect good management and then good systems and, you know, good setups, and that's exactly what he has. He's probably fine-tuned it a little bit and took over. And he's also, you know, your relations are playing as well. So that's not an easy one to handle, because sometimes people say you are too soft in your relations, and your relations will say you are too hard on them. So he's balanced it nicely. He's a good guy and he's a top manager, and, you know, he will quietly be confident about this, but he'll also, there will be no danger of any complacency from Ballygunner. I've no doubt about that.
Will the Gunners be the first ever Waterford club to complete 10 county titles in a row on Sunday, Michael?
Well, I'm never going to back against a team that Ian Flynn is in charge of. I know Ian Flynn so well, he'd be a friend of mine as well. And, you know, and they have a chance and they can win it. But really, the bookies are all saying Ballygunner. The one thing has to happen from De La Salle's point of view, they've got to get into the lead and build a lead. If they're chasing the game, they're not going to win it. They need to start well. That's what happened to us last week. We went 4 points down. Then we came back to a point and they tacked on a few more. Ballygunner started the second half really well too. And so De La Salle have got to start this game really, really well and go out and hull and play without fear and take on the challenge and relish the challenge. But, you know, if you were to give me a free bet of €1,000, you'd probably have to throw it on Ballygunner. They are the favourites and you'd expect them to win it, but certainly De La Salle have a chance and they're not without hope.
How impressed were you by the new Welsh Park last weekend, Michael?
Very impressed. Very impressed. Sitting in the stand and the cover stand and just look across and see it. It looks really, really well. The pitch looks well. I think they've widened the pitch by a couple of metres as well. The grass maybe was a little bit long last Sunday, but maybe that has something to do with, you know, they've set a new seed on part of it. Really impressed. And like, I know Welsh Park won't be ready to full capacity for the Munster Championship next year, but I think Waterford have got to put on a marker now and say, even though this isn't properly finished, we want to play our matches in Welsh Park and forget about the huge attendances. We play our games down there and that should stand us in good stead, but the job has been done up to now is absolutely top class and looks super.
Yeah, and I know Sean Michael O'Regan is 100% certain. He said last weekend that the games will be in Welsh Park next summer when it comes to the Munster Championship, which is good news for all Waterford supporters. Just before I go, Michael, two greats of the game have retired in the past week, Richie Hogan of Kilkenny and Seamus Callanan of Tipperary. You managed against both of them. First of all, in terms of Richie Hogan, what made him such a key player for the Cats?
He was like a wizard and he was like a fox. He wasn't the quickest man in town, but his command of the ball was so good. His first touch was excellent. He could strike a ball over his shoulder. He could drift left, he could drift right. Even though he hadn't blinding pace, and he wasn't a slouch either, but he always seemed to find pockets of space and get vital scores at vital moments. And really, really top guy. And it was a pity in some sense that a lot of his career was blighted by injury. He had a terrible time, particularly in later years of injuries. He was hull all year on one occasion and a really, really top class player. And I wish him well in retirement. And as regards Seamus Callanan, he's the leading scorer of all time, I think, in Championship hurling. Is that from play?
From play.
And that speaks for itself. And light and quick, big man, could win his own ball. Took the freeze for Tipperary for a while with a fair amount of success, even though I'd say he wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be his favourite pastime, taking freeze, but got great goals, won 3 All-Irelands, you know, and still battled away, even when he probably should have hung up the boots. He still wanted to contribute to Tipperary, and he's been a top player as well, and he had a great career, and I know he's still going well with his club, and if you're to look for two role models around the country as a guy playing hurling, Seamus Callanan and Richie Hogan would be right at the top of the list.
Well, Michael Ryan, an absolute pleasure to chat hurling with you as always. Thanks a million for dropping into our Dungarvan studios this evening.
You're welcome, Tomás.
He plays the ball dangerously across inside into the danger zone. Can Waterford get a touch? And this is into the back of the net. Jack Fagan is the man who got the touch. Jack turned and back of the net it goes. We needed a goal. We got it. The De La Salle man gets a goal when we needed. 54 minutes gone. 1-14, 16 points. We go in front for the first time, Fergal.
Brilliant by Fagan. He must have leapt 3 or 4 feet into the sky, and that's what he has. He's a brilliant hand. And under, you know, he was bottled up, and what a brilliant finish.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.